Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm 45 years old. I got to say, I still love Capri Sun.
What is this Capri Sun flex that you guys are
We had doing? It from Milo's party because he had a laser quest party. You would have loved it. Laser guns.
Oh,
Out and about in the field with like busted up helicopters, airplanes.
Oh, yes.
So you can run in and out of it. I looked at it, I was like, this is too good for him. Like, he doesn't deserve this.
Son, sit down.
Let me take over. Let me see it with proper. But anyway, we bought all these for the kids. But it's the tropical Capri Sun. And
well, it's always been tropical, isn't it? It used to be orange.
Look
at Satch's face as he had his sip.
That doesn't taste of anything.
See, the problem with Capri Sun at the moment...
It doesn't taste of anything.
Well, it
Capri Sun is one of the sweetest things in the world. What's that tell you?
It says no added sugar. No.
I'm sat next to COVID.
It's been about 3 weeks. I can't taste anything.
Oh, he's got COVID.
Here we go.
It's not COVID. It's the hay fever.
Capri Sun and its makers have fundamentally got a big issue.
I can't taste anything.
In the manufacturing process.
Yes, there's a problem, bro.
Legit can't taste anything.
You know, with Capri Sun, the issue's always been, how do you put the straw into the hole?
Right.
Because either you go all the way through, or, it's a disaster.
Big problem,
So I had one of these the other day, which is why I got them out, because I'm like, they're refreshing, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a warm evening right now.
Yeah.
They're refreshing. They hit the spot in certain ways. Right. Certain drinks just hit the spot. A cold Ribena hits the spot. Lucozade, bubbly, you get a nice Bacardi from it. Nice burp. Lovely, hit the spot. Capri Sun hits the spot. When I was putting in the straw, I got nervous. Because I remembered back to my childhood.
You remember the stress.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. The straw's going to bend.
Yeah,
it's going to go through the other side.
I'm biting into it and I'm squirting into my mouth.
And I can't believe Capri Sun aimed at children, and yet their marketing never made it kid-friendly, that if you put it in their lunchbox, your kid would not have anxiety attacks at lunchtime. Mm. It was bad enough taking Indian food. And then on top of that, you got to then try and pierce a Capri Sun. It was terrible. And now Capri Sun, they still haven't improved it. And now they've made it into a paper straw. The paper straw folds as you try and put it into that thing.
Awful,
so how are you supposed to make a hole with a paper straw? It's terrible.
But what's interesting is the rest of the world serves their drinks in bottles, in plastic, or in cans, or in cartons, and Capri Sun went, nah, aluminium.
Yeah.
Aluminium.
Do you remember
we're doing it our own
way. Do you remember when Lucozade stepped up the game?
Go on.
And they had pouches.
Yeah.
Which had a little
that
screw on top.
That was because of isotonic.
Isotonic Lucozade. But that was the game changer.
No, but that because they were trying to appeal to people like you, going to go, yeah, I'm a sporty person, I can fold it up and put
it
in
my bag. Yeah, but they would go flat.
Kids still takes that.
Less waste.
Yeah,
I mean, if you could find those original ones like that, those were brilliant.
I don't like them.
No,
I'm not a Lucozade fan, but I'm just saying that they
no, the original orange Lucozade that used to get back in the day with the cellophane on the outside.
Oh, with the bubbly one when you have when you're ill.
That one. That even now, if you are just wanting a drink to hit the spot, that Lucozade.
I made me.
Nah.
No.
Heartburn.
Heartburn?
Yeah.
Heartburn.
Lucozade heartburn.
It wasn't. I don't know what you're on about hitting the spot. I don't think anyone.
No, I don't think it does.
I don't think anyone drinks Lucozade.
I remember when I used to play football
like,
with a boy, and everyone used to buy one.
With
so
the
then
boy.
I used to buy one as well.
Yeah.
Heartburn.
Yeah, it wasn't
the Lucozade
that
sport.
Original one with the foil and everything around it. I think it only served as medicinal purpose
really?
For me. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, we did take it to hospitals and stuff and we visited people. But aside from that, anyway, I just thought a nice cold refreshing drink would be sorted. Mm. But it was sorted for like this heat wave that we're in right now because it's a muggy night.
It's another muggy one. It's got hotter. We're in the midst of the Spanish plume. It is arched over us.
Yeah. But
it's raining again though, isn't it, on the weekend?
Yeah, for some reason it seems to be raining on the weekend. It's
why
like
is that?
Hot during the week and
Saturday,
it rains
Sunday,
on the weekend.
Yeah. Chucking it down.
And it's mad thunder. It was thunder as well. Big thunderstorm. You know, do you do that thing where you count between the lightning and the thunder?
No.
I
don't. What you mean, so you just see the distance is part, the sound and the
yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how
three
far
seconds.
It is.
3 seconds.
No, well, it depends on whatever the distance is, however many seconds, that's how many miles it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So yeah. If you count, you see the light, you count. I saw the light and then the rumble didn't come till 30 seconds later.
Ooh.
Which tells you how big the thunder was.
30 miles away.
Yeah, so it's 30 miles away. That's well outside London
from where
I'm. And you're getting it.
Well,
So my point is, like, it was, so because of the heat wave we had, we need the refreshing drinks. We need all that. But what's the weather going to be then?
So I think we're going to be in for some severe heat wave patches. I think there's about 3 or 4 more to come. But I think we've got to talk about last Friday because that was severe heat.
I think that was one of the hottest days I can ever remember.
In a long time.
34 years I've been
here. And it didn't help that I had a nose block, you know, ears blocked. I was suffering from a cold. And it was just like, oh my God, can this get any worse?
I think that's going around though.
This cold?
Yes. Everyone's got it. It's either a cold.
Everyone's just like coughing. Like,
or it's hay fever.
Sort of real chesty cough.
Or it's COVID's cousin.
Yeah. Like the one that's snuck in under. Like,
no one knows about it. It's not registering on the LFT.
I'm testing every 2 days.
It's COVID's cousin that's working cash in hand. Basically. He's just like, look, he's not officially on the books.
That's it.
But he's there living in COVID's shed at the back of the garden. That's what it's
so exactly everyone was struggling with the sleep. And I just think, you know, so obviously with the way we've had so much heat at the moment, there's not a lot of usage for electricity and gas in your house because the lights are off. Yeah.
The fans are on all the time.
Okay, fans are on, but that's about it, really. You know, your showers are colder, so it doesn't have to be heated up that much, right?
True.
So this is the period.
You want cooler food. You're not baking.
Yeah,
you're not right.
So this is the period now where everyone saves a lot of money on their electricity bills. Yep. Have you got a meter in your gas?
No, they keep. Yes, we have. No, electricity meter we have. We haven't got the gas one changed.
But smart meter.
Smart meter, yeah.
Snap.
Snap. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I haven't got the gas one.
They keep
saying, oh, look, we've got to do it. We've got to book it in, then we haven't been here, and things like that. And it's just kind of
my meter's in an awkward place, so we can't do it.
Oh, so we can't get to it.
It's like in a cupboard.
So Tommy, do you keep an eye on your electricity? Have you noticed it recently?
Yep, I make daily notes and I keep a log.
No, I'm not saying daily notes. But do you keep an eye roughly where you are?
He doesn't even know where it is in his house.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay. No, I do know where it is, but I don't know.
Because can I just say, I've got it all on the electric smart meter because that's what I do. Everything's got, you know, a gadget. Everything is a gadget in my house.
Yes.
And can I just say,
yours is on display like it's a mural.
Yeah, honestly.
Because I'll tell you what.
If you want to put a frame around it, Kedge.
No, I tell you what, there's a reason for that. It is like almost in the mandir because we have to do arti and puja to it because I'm begging for it now not to move. I get seizures.
Praying
just look at
electricity meter.
Yeah. No, honestly, it is. It's better. It's bigger than Bhagwan at the moment.
You can't say that, bruv.
Because it's actually deciding on how much, whether I eat or whether I heat.
Don't be so silly.
No, hold on a minute. Because
people are
not taking it seriously enough. And I just think that in the summer, I used to get through the day with about £1 spended, a couple of quid maximum if I've done the washing machine, right?
Now, is that about quid, yeah, a day? Is that what you were spending?
£2 with electricity and gas, right?
On a normal day, back in the day.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Right?
Now. Last summer.
Now. Yeah, last summer.
Yeah.
Now, I wake up at 4 o'clock. This week I've been waking up at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
By the time I go downstairs, it's 4:30. So therefore, the meter starts from zero at midnight.
Right.
It's already on £1.20 by 4:30. All I've done is flush the toilet. That doesn't use anything, right? And I've had a shower.
Well, it depends what you've left.
I'm charging you extra for this one. This was a big one.
This needs electricity.
It's like rubbish removal, like mate. It's going to cost you more, mate.
But I've had a shower, and that's it. I haven't even put the kettle on yet, and it's gone up to £1.20. And I'm like, every four hours.
So your coffee cost you £1.20 in the morning.
Well, yeah, that and just sleeping in a house, doing nothing apart from the Wi-Fi that is on, right?
Well, that's a problem.
But I switch off. I've switched off.
Do you
all
switch
the
off
Hive
the
plugs.
Wi-Fi as well?
Well, I am now considering that manoeuvre coming
do that.
Up.
No, don't
come
do that.
Come wintertime.
That's like going
because
back.
The wintertime, the heat is going to have to go on as well.
That's like going back when you're in India and they're just switching Wi-Fi off at night.
I mean, there's got to be other people who've got smart meters who have noticed since we've moved to the new tariffs on June 1st. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it's only going up again, 40% in the wintertime, again. Yeah. Right? I'm just saying, brace yourselves. And people like you who are doing the wise thing for now, where you're shunning it, you're turning a blind eye to it, you're being like those characters in Mahabharata, you're just putting a little sort of cloth over your eyes and you don't want to see what's going on in the world. That's fine, ignore it for now. But it's going to bite you in the backside.
Well,
be careful.
Well, it's not like I can ignore it, because I get an email every month, more or less.
Right.
They keep putting me direct debit up.
Yeah,
they keep putting me direct debit.
But it's just like, I didn't sign up to that. How are you changing my direct debit?
They're allowed to do that because it fluctuates, isn't it?
So it happened again this morning. I got an email.
Right,
putting it up next
month. So have you noticed? You haven't noticed a fluctuation. Wait till you get June's bill. My God.
Well, I tell you, and on that
Mr. Positive over there. But
on that note, if I can just add in my one, I do monitor is mortgages. You know, because Bank of England rates have gone up, mortgages have gone up, so your monthly payments on your houses are gone up.
Oh, yeah, if you're not on a fix.
I had a call today, Tuesday, from my broker, says, there's like such few products left. You can only switch within to this product within the company that you're currently
with. Yeah, which
will
still do you.
Yeah, and it locks in my payments at more than what I'm paying now.
Yeah.
But then at least they go, hey, Tommy, you know where you stand.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's happening the next year or so.
If you can lock it, just lock it in at anything.
Right.
I've locked it in at a ridiculous amount, but the fact that it's locked, because this is going ridiculous in this
country. Nothing's locked of mine, mate.
So what I'm saying is, you're right.
It's all unlocked.
So welcome to the Brown Node, where we're here to point out doom and gloom all round.
Well,
and while we're on that point,
yeah, carry
can
on.
I just talk?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Well, number one, today, I think today is probably, this is a Tuesday. We always record on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think it's been the worst day ever. Transport wise,
yeah,
because of
I filled up my car,
yeah.
Well, it's not even my car, it's the Curtis car,
yeah,
which is a diesel over £2.
You're
a
getting
litre.
Done on that, mate.
Over £2 a litre.
£2 for diesel, it's now gone to £2. That is ridiculous.
Over £2 for diesel.
I think we should refuse to drive our cars.
Well, I needed to get it.
Carry on.
All right. Refuse to drive my car. I would have jumped on the train.
Well, you can't.
Couldn't do that today either.
No. I've spent more time in my car today than I have in my bed.
And then you can't even get on a plane because your bags just get lost in the airport.
There's no people to move your bags around. EasyJets are cancelling flights. God help everyone who's going on some holidays this summer. We are in a third world situation. There's nothing available in shops.
Do you
it's
reckon?
Ridiculous. You can't even get ranges of stir fry anymore at Tesco. You either go with the one that's covered in loads of that lettuce and it's disgusting.
Yeah, pak choy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, you know, no.
I've got an auntie called pak choy. That's it.
Beg your pardon. Yeah.
Oh, it's bacho. Bacho is the name, but pak choy.
Bacho.
Bak choy.
Okay.
That's quite a common Punjabi.
Is she Chinese?
Name. Nah. I don't know. I don't think so. She wears an Indian suit and stuff, and she's always
Bachakor.
Bachakor, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bachakor sounds like Bachakor. Bachakor on the wing.
Bachakor.
It sounds like a footballer.
No.
Sounds like the beginning of that Shaka Khan.
Bachakor. 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 That's a wicked. What's that short for?
No.
Bachinder.
No. But no. Bachdeep. I don't know.
Patchwork.
I'm trying to think what it could be. Because there's no...
That is the name of the
thing. No, how do you spell it?
I've never written it.
What do you mean? Have you never written a card to her?
Nah, she's not like... She's
Dear Patch.
No, she's an aunt, but you know...
Apache.
A Bacho Indian. No, she's just... her name's just Bacho. That's what it
Bacho.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for
Monday
this.
Monday at the Pacha Corahi.
Right.
She's a lovely auntie, by the way. Right. She really is.
She is.
She's a great woman. But
what do you call her then? You don't call her by that name.
No.
No, but I can just go with Tasigalji.
It's a bit distant. That's a bit distant.
But you know why?
No,
she's quite religious and spiritual and she's quite...
Auntie P.
She's very lovely. Yeah,
Auntie P.
But she's cool on a level. Yeah, look. Anyway, but sorry. Pak choy in the stir fry. You're right. There isn't any.
So what I'm saying is there's stir fry issues. We are living in third world England. And on International Yoga Day, India's Prime Minister led the nation with yoga exercise. Can you imagine?
If Boris.
Modus.
Can you imagine if Boris.
Modus done it.
Yeah. Can you imagine Boris doing anything like that for this country?
No. But that just shows, seriously, like, India's a spiritual place. That is where you're connected to your meditative state.
I don't think Modi knows how to do yoga.
No, he does it every year.
No, no, it's just a little.
He does it every year.
He invented it.
But there you go. He just does it every year. Yeah.
No, but he like, invented
it.
He invented
the day.
The day.
He just does it.
He invented the day.
Yeah, he invented
don't invent yoga day.
No, he doesn't.
You look at yoga.
Well, now it's International and then you Yoga give him day. A day.
You don't invent the day.
No, he invented the day.
No, there is no, you don't invent the day.
I have a problem.
He
have a problem.
He created the day. He didn't invent yoga day. Because you got yoga and you got the days.
And he's put it together. Like a marriage.
Yeah, but
he was the man who came up with it.
It's so pro-Modi.
No, no, I don't give a monkey's. What I'm trying to say is I don't give a monkey's. But what I'm trying to say is that while he is doing yoga with his nation, our man is cancelling, you know, important trips to his local constituents and you know, having a nice jolly out there in Ukraine.
I don't know. Modi.
Back to the yoga day thing.
Yeah.
And I know it was today.
How do you know it was today?
Everyone was putting yoga down my throat.
Yeah. Oh, everyone is a yoga influencer.
Basically, that's what I was saying. Anytime I turned the light,
downward dogs into your
Instagram,
mouth.
Instagram, that's exactly what was happening. Yeah. I was a bit fed up afterwards.
Did you realise that all of us, did you notice that everyone is all of a sudden a yogi? Everyone is an expert now. Because all you need to do, theoretically, is balance on one foot for a millisecond, capture that photo, and it looks like Tommy Sandu can stand on one leg for 70 years. Like, you know, he's been standing like this in the tree position for years. But actually, no one will ever question it.
No. But isn't that
a half a cartwheel. No one would even know that you've landed on your backside and completely flat. But that moment is captured, it looks like you're doing a handstand.
Yeah, you're right. If you get caught midway through the cartwheel. Yeah. No, you're right. So, but isn't that all right, though? Why are we being...
Yes, Satch, why did it annoy you?
Why does that annoy you? Let them let people celebrate their yoga, whatever level they're at. If they're
it annoys me because it's like... It's very similar to Ranveer Singh doing loads of football celebrations.
But why can't he do that?
Why does that?
Why do these things trigger you? I'm concerned here that both of you are triggered today.
The thing is, no one cares. That's why. Does anyone care?
But that's
about social media.
Yeah, Ranveer Singh has been employed by the Premier League to promote football.
Well, it was the NBA yesterday.
It was NBA yesterday. Today was...
Yeah. He'll take the money. Good on him.
Of course he is.
He's getting paid.
Of course he is.
He's paying. He's getting...
Just a little bit of feedback I'd like to give Ranveer Singh. Today he was doing celebrations from Premier League goal scorers.
Yeah. I saw him do
Salah. There was Antonio. There was Hong Min Son. There was everyone. Yeah, right?
Ronaldo.
But there was passion lagging. He was lacking passion.
Yeah, it was a bit flat. Yeah, I thought that as well.
And as a performance.
His Ronaldo, you know, when he jumps out,
I was thinking about it. I was like, if Tommy did that video when we were on the radio,
yeah,
I would say to him, let's do that again.
Yeah. If Tommy had done that, we would have gone, bruv, that's not even a warm-up.
No, we would have just given you a bit of a boost to be like, come on, bruv, you can do it better.
Is it because he's Ranveer Singh and he's going to do it a bit cooler? I thought as a performer, you're right, he should have got into it. And he's quite physical. And by the way, look, I'm going to say it. In the video, he looks buff. He's got a tight T-shirt on.
I mean,
it's not like the guy's out of shape. Not like he can't pull off the physicality of the moves.
Well, yeah, no, we know he's capable.
No, but it's not even the physicality. They're all about, you know, having a bit of fun. And you know, but you know, if you've been asked to watch six celebrations and you've got to reenact them, then I just think that was lame.
Now, maybe really what you're getting at is the fact that if you were an authentic fan of the game of football, you would get into it. You're like, oh, right, I get to do the Ronaldo. All right. Yeah. If you ask your son to do it, I bet
you'll do better than Ranveer Singh.
And you know, Milo, he isn't into football at all, right? No. But on holiday in Turkey, we were jumping into the pool, doing the Ronaldo, like jumping, turning around, and then doing that and splashing in. It was good fun.
There we go.
Anyway,
has anything positive come out of this heat wave and thing? Because I think, in a weird silver way, all right, cool. I think the whole world's got a cold.
Yeah.
But we should be embracing this weather because we don't get it
for that much.
Right. This morning,
I made sure I woke up at 5 o'clock and I went for a walk.
Oh, well
because
done,
Sag. I can't do this in the winter.
And it is sunny at 5 o'clock.
It was lovely. It was the best thing I think I did this week because I thought, there's no one on the street. I'm walking around in the park. No one's there. It's just nice to be out.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I hope you didn't then do any sunbathing in your back garden.
I didn't, because it was a bit nippy this morning, but it was nice and sunny.
No, yeah, it hasn't quite picked up then.
Yeah,
but it's nice. If you put some clothes on before you went to the back garden, it wouldn't have been that nippy. And this is what I'm
trying to... Clothes are on me.
Oh, right. Because the point I'm getting to is apparently there's a lot of people who have been sunbathing in this, you know, scorcher of a heat wave that we're in at the moment. And apparently there are rules to sunbathing. And did you know about
actual, like, rules, etiquette rules, or rules, legal rules, or just like legal tips rules?
I'm talking about legal rules now. Because,
like, you could get arrested if you don't adhere to these rules, or this is just frowned upon, or hey, this is how to make the most out of your sunbathing.
No, I don't think
you can get banged up in your own ass, can you?
I can get banged up in my ass. My missus sees me do something and bang me up in the head.
I'm just saying, say if it's your own garden and you've gone out and, you know, people don't want to wear clothes and sunbathe. Mm. I'm sure people do it.
Well, Brits are being warned.
Can you get banged up for that?
Yeah, well, Brits are being warned by authorities that sunbathing nude can carry a lot of, you know, sort of consequences that you might not sort of want to come across, especially if it is, I know it is your private garden and, you know, people can do whatever they want to do, but there are rules that you have to follow. Getting too comfortable is actually not the right thing to do, because Section 66 of the Sexual Offences Act 2003 warns that people who want to be naked in public should do so in a way which doesn't cause distress or alarm.
Well, but hold on, if it's in your garden, I don't understand. It's in your back garden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't go nunga padunga.
Well, as long as it's clear you mean no harm or distress with
what
your bits.
What if you're a nudist?
Well, you're all right. You can't cause no damage with your bits, Ken. But me and Satch,
mate,
you know,
basically,
you know, Satch.
Nobody knows how dangerous it could be
until take out a tree.
Well, exactly, and until maybe you start walking around and, you know, and things start moving.
I mean, you might go viral on.
Yeah, what's
TikTok
that like?
Or something.
Basically, they're saying that you might want to tell your neighbours that you are going to...
I'm going to do this.
That sounds weird.
Don't put my TikTok on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, just, you know, or don't peer over the fence. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So there are rules to it, and, you know...
Don't put my Toto on TikTok. Toto.
Yeah. So there are rules to it. But, you know, I mean... My neighbour was absolutely furious. His wife was sunbathing naked, you know, last week. Personally, I sat on the fence. Boom, boom. No, I didn't. But there are rules. There are rules. So we got to.
Dirty
bugger. Yeah, no, you got to be careful about that.
But I think it's. If your neighbour's not offended and they're cool with it, then it's cool, isn't it? Look, you can't get banged up.
I think what they're trying to say is try and get to the most sort of protected, covered area of your garden. Gotcha. I mean, I don't have a protected, covered area in my garden. I don't have it. So I would go in the middle.
Okay.
But then I've got a flat, which is, you know, the top two floors could probably easily have a good, you know, bird's eye view of everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you've got to, you know, just take that into account.
Eyes on the prize.
I can't believe... See... You know what's going on with the
world? Firstly, I think let's be honest here. I don't think Desi's bathed naked. Does anyone know any Desi who sunbathes naked? I don't. You've never come across it.
Not unless
never.
It's...
Pak Choi auntie's never going to do it. No auntie or uncle's ever going to do it.
I'm thinking...
There isn't.
You get the dirty old boy on your stag do holidays. I've been on boys' trips when a couple of them have gone... Let's go for it. It's on the holiday, it's on a nudist beach, or it's on a beach where it's all going on.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, somewhere
what
in
kind
Spain.
Of holidays you gone, bruv?
Yeah, boys' holidays.
You laugh at me for going Benidorm, and that hasn't happened in Benidorm.
No, but like there's certain beaches where it's allowed.
Yes.
Spain and Europe.
Yeah.
You just go for it.
And if those, I'm thinking of two or three guys, if they knew it was allowed, they'd do it. But you're right, at home, they wouldn't. Right? I just
don't think Desi's get involved in that and in that activity. But there is an activity I think Desi's would love to get involved with. And did anyone see this today? And it's this story of these new bins that are being brought in to Malmo. The Swedish city of Malmo now has bins that talk dirty.
Okay, like what?
In a bid to stop people chucking their rubbish on the ground. So
I've heard them.
You've heard the bins?
I've heard the bins.
Reacting to what? To people as they go by?
So yeah, they have sensors and speakers. Yes. And whenever anyone places litter in them, you get a little voice message that plays. And it kind of, well, how do you put it? You kind of just enjoys. The what it emotes is sounds and phrases to basically show the enjoyment.
Yes.
That it gets from receiving your dirty litter.
Okay. So it'll go, ooh.
Like,
it's a bit more fruity than that.
Or you might get just to the left. Because there might be several holes. Yeah,
but that's not a sexy dog. Stick it in the left. That's not sexy.
Well, like, Kent winks it.
It is in Sweden. It is in Sweden.
It's not nostrils.
No, but you know, you get that sort of thing.
Stick it in the left one. Go on. Shove it in there.
That's what it said.
Oh, yeah.
But it says it in a very sultry kind of voice.
Yeah. I've heard that voice. Yeah. And exactly. I was really surprised.
Go on, you've heard it, haven't you? What did you think?
I was a bit amazed because if you remember, when was it? I went back to that Dubai Expo thing. Remember, they had bins that spoke to me?
Oh, yeah.
And they were speaking like normal English, basically. Right. Yeah, were speaking English or Arabic.
So what would they say?
It was just like, oh, you know, thank you for saving the planet. It never made a sexual noise at me.
Right. Yeah, because this is basically, this is all part of a campaign and its intention to get more people to talk about the dirtiest thing there is, which is littering, the stuff that ends up in our streets, squares, in the sea. It's all that plastic that gets collected. So they basically want these naughty bins to basically give a positive reinforcement to people.
Dirty
and I just
bin.
Thought, can you imagine it though? If they're in India and they're in Hindi or in Punjabi.
That is the first thing I thought of when I saw that story. It needs to be in language.
So Namdabad bin, what does it say as you put it in?
Go on, Kedge.
What, in Gujarati?
Yeah. Give us a line.
Well, it would be, because obviously Gujarati is very double entendre. So anything you say in Gujarati sounds like. Yeah, but also, I don't think it would work in a sexy accent. I just think it would be quite sort of, it's got to be more like, you know, like a...
Okay, so I've come up to the bin, I've opened it, I've put it in, and it says...
I thought they were naked.
What, I'm talking about a bone?
So, no, it's not...
I thought they were naked.
Oh, you've put in quite a lot.
Oh, I thought they were naked.
Yeah, I thought they were naked. Naked is to put in.
I thought they were naked.
Yeah.
I thought they were naked.
But if you can make it sexy...
I thought they bow naiko.
Whoa! That would make...
That's a
bow naiko.
That's a bin I would have visited.
Yeah. Punjabi bin will go, oh, teri pehli, enna vada tera gand, teri gand in matrang, teri gand in matrang.
So it gives you a full sort of full on Bhangra song. I mean, it's not just a quick phrase because I like the Gujarati one is very quick, in and out. Your one goes for the full explanation.
The door will start playing.
Right. Dancers come out from behind it and all of that.
Ganda in my trunk.
I do like this bin talking to you thing though, because I think that's the future in the sense of it doesn't like obviously this bin. Talks dirty to you.
Or it might say, Ate kota kana manaiku.
That's a good one.
What's that?
Put it in the wrong hole.
Because
if you're putting the glass
Recycling.
Bottle in the, thing, landfill.
That's important.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oi, ote nei. Ai. Ah. Oh, nei. Ai. Nikolo.
I love how it becomes a whole scene. In Punjab, you get the full scene. You don't just get a phrase. You get the full, you know, feature film.
Yeah. I don't know why. I kind of tensed up as I did it as well.
I was tensing as well.
Hey! Oh, man.
My God. My God.
But also, on that, you touched on technology. I think that's great. Like fridges getting more interactive. We've spoken about that, knowing what's in the fridge, kind of going right at the back. You might not see them going, oh, you can put that.
By the way, that's going out of date.
You've got a lot of liquid in this bin. I think that's the way things are going. There's just more monitoring going on now.
Yeah.
There's more monitoring of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what we're doing.
But I wouldn't like it listening to everything.
Well, that's going to be part of it, though, isn't it? That's all going to be everything. Everyone's listening to everything. Yeah. You know,
then your fridge.
If you talk rubbish,
I'm just saying.
Nowadays you'll be able to connect your fridge and it will tell you what you're missing. So you know, while if you're in Tesco and you don't know what you need, that technology is there.
Yeah, or even when you go to pick up apples, you got 6 apples at home.
But it's like I'm just thinking of like, for example, people might think you're a plonker already. Now your phone might think you're a plonker.
Why?
Or your fridge, or your whatever, because it's listening to you constantly, or living with you. Do you see what I mean?
Well, this is the whole realm of robots and what they think, you know, whether they've got a conscious or not.
Then it might turn on you. What if the fridge turns on you and just puts everything, like, I don't know, makes everything go off?
You've eaten too much food today. Yeah. We are not opening.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that. I'd be living.
Bruv, I'm telling you, we're not far away.
Oh, yeah, we're not far away from that. You can get smart fridges.
How are you going to not open my fridge?
Exactly.
Well, if you've programmed it to only let you have, let's just say, 2,000 calories or whatever it is, right, then and you've gone past it, that's what it's there for. We are going to need those measures.
Yeah, that fridge is going to be the first thing out on Tommy's driveway again.
Yeah, you'll be getting out. But imagine saying, oh, with your car, oh, how am I not going to drive whatever speed my car can do? No, you can't.
I don't like that.
Well, certain cars you can't start unless you do the certain passcode and this, that, and the other, and you've got to have the phone in the vicinity.
Well,
and
well it's
that.
Like the Tesla. Yeah. Remember, about a year ago, you couldn't get into it because the computer crashed or something.
Oh, well, that's different. That's crashed. Yeah.
No, but
more,
still.
But this is more than making decisions on your behalf.
Yeah, I know, but still, to think that you've bought a car that you can't get into because someone's computer's crashed.
What was that film? That was the start of a film.
Yes, it was the start of a film when they tried to get into the car.
It was an automated car. Then didn't stop and crashed and killed the person.
So I think I was watching a series where the couple, there was a massive earthquake. They got into a Tesla and they were panicking, rushing. And they got into a Tesla, couldn't start it because the phone wasn't there. And then he goes, oh, but you've got the login. And he couldn't log in. He wasn't logged in. And all this time there's a massive earthquake going on. And they can't get their car to start. Man. Hilarious.
Yeah, I tell you. So yeah, tech takes so, over. Yeah.
And while we were chatting about fridges, there was this TikTok hack that's been flying around. And it's not really a hack. It's more like a challenge. And it's known as the Messy Dinner Challenge. And I thought, you know what? I've got to speak to Tommy about this.
Lean or messy?
No, as in messy being very dirty.
Okay.
What this challenge is about is that the parents have been trying this trend, which involves using no plates.
Oh, so hang on a minute. Set it out on this table if we're sitting here. What would we do?
So what it would be just the table.
Yes.
You cover it in cling film. And then, let's just say if we're having
rice,
penne arrabbiata today.
Okay, pasta.
Right. Tommy would come with the big padilla, put the penne here, whack the sauce on.
All over the table.
All over the table. And we just scoop and we eat. And that's
three forks.
No
plates.
No plates.
No plates.
And you just go for it on this, in a messy... sort of free for all, raw rumble, and you just go for it.
What's that? Why?
It's just the messy. You know, would you be able to do this?
But is it to save washing up?
Is it saving washing up, and also creates a bit of family bonding as well. And you know, a lot of Arabs, what they do is they eat out of one big communal dish.
I can see that.
But they're all hands and dip.
Different. That's not one big dip.
But then that's in a dish, so it's different. This is. Straight up on the table.
Yeah, it could slide off.
So I just want to add to that. So there's a place I'm trying to book. If anyone wants to book me a place there and bring me along, I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
It's a kebab shop. And it's in central London. And I forget the name of it generally. But it's something just called like the kebab shop.
Right.
But it's a fine dining kebab shop.
Oh.
So it's a Michelin star one.
Oh.
And they serve their food on a hot stone counter.
Right.
And you can have a taste of the menu. Seven courses. But what I mean is, that's like a top, and it's a warmed counter.
Oh yeah, no, this is proper.
And they slice up their meats and they put it all out. But basically, it is off. You literally off the counter and they wipe it down between once. Yeah. So it could be done in a fine way. When you said penne arrabbiata, I think that worries me because that's slippy food.
Well, but that's the whole point. It's got to be messy.
And it doesn't work with desi khana.
This is
disaster. You can't
because
dal doesn't work.
No, dal will just spread out too thin
and then over onto your lap.
It's like if you have that...
You would need a border on the table. You would need like a little trim. Lip.
You need a rim. You need.
Yeah.
Or...
We got a rim job on the table.
But you could eat a dosa. You could probably have, you know, a bit of sag paneer and naan.
Yeah. It's the wet stuff.
It's the wet
stuff.
Like, I mean, if you have a typical wedding dal, you'd just be left with...
The Gujarati one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'd just be left with peanuts.
Yeah.
Mind you,
it might be
nice to get a burki, the little bit of like naan, and just go
across the table.
That might be quite
satisfying. I can see adults falling out over this, because can you imagine you've got your kids and then you've got, you know, you mum and dad, you've got to deal with this situation.
Okay, man, if it's like a...
But I do like this. There's a bit of freeness to it, though. I do like that.
Mm. Yeah, but then also, if you put everything out the table like that, it's all going to mix and blend. So you're gonna be ending up with just one big concoction of chutney, dal, salad, bits of people, and people are going to double dip across the table. You can only do it with your nearest.
You only do this with your family.
Imagine sticking your fingers in Kedge's dal.
No,
I've never
been anywhere near it.
No, you're not putting fingers in my dal.
No. By the way, yesterday I hosted a curry awards. It was so good. I haven't had good food in ages.
Was it though?
Was it good?
It was the caterers. I'm just going to say them. They'd won an award before at another award, so they weren't nominated this time. But they did a food they're called Elite.
Okay.
And good. Yeah, it was just. I tell you what's so good about it was.
Where was these awards?
West London. Where was I? Brentford. Yeah, around that way. And anyway, my point. It was. Really nice spicy chili paneer. So as you're saying
yeah.
And I'm thinking the chili paneer on the table.
Yes.
There was the papri chaat. Oh my, I love papri chaat.
No. I do, but
I love papri with the yogurt.
But normally it's rubbish.
Nah, but it's the
because it was it still crispy? Yeah, it yeah.
No, no, definitely yeah, crispy.
It needs to be crispy.
Crispy, but and I don't mind it having a bit lower down in the day. The bit you know that's a bit more soggier, but then there's enough crunch on top.
There's got to be crunch.
Oh, it was great. And the pomegranate, the day, and coriander.
A lot of people get the day wrong as well.
No, it was just.
Is it like really soggy day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs to be a bit thicker.
A little bit thick, but a little bit runny. Not runny, but like movable.
Okay.
Malleable is the scientific word.
No. See, I don't mind it being quite almost like sour cream-esque in its stodge.
Then, bruv, that's nachos. No.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't like it like that. You're talking like Greek yogurt.
I love Greek
yogurt. Yeah. I was with some white people as well. And I said to them, they went, what's this? I went, you know, like nachos and you get the guac and the dip. I said, this is the equivalent.
Is that how you described it?
That's how I describe papri. I think it is.
No, similar.
Papri, it's the crunch.
You've done it with the sauces.
Then. No, I don't think so.
No,
because you love nachos as well.
No, I love nachos, but this is.
I haven't had nachos in ages.
I love
nachos. We haven't had nachos at Tommy's in a while. Guacamole next time. I was thinking about that. You know, when we first started the podcast, we were in the living room, in the kitchen, in the garden. Now we don't even get through the front door anymore. We
now
just go side door into the garage.
Capri Suns.
I just thought, you know, the way it's going, we're going to end up on the end of his road at this rate.
Once we get to the summer holidays and the kids ain't got to wake up, then we can move back to the house. We can keep them awake then.
We're just missing the good food. That's what it really is.
That's right. That's fine. Let's sort it out.
And then the final thing, I thought, you know what, I've got to talk about this because this was a nice story as well. And I think as Desis, I think we can all relate to this. And it's this video that's gone viral of old people who are basically all sitting on these like sort of wooden boxes facing a big screen. I don't know if you've seen it. And they're all being taught how to use iPhones at Apple headquarters. And it's just a heartwarming kind of video where, you know, it's the very basic. They've got a big iPhone on the big screen. And then
Apple
you've got
do
all
them
these,
things, though, don't they?
They do them quite regularly. But this is obviously, I think, in America, so it looks a little bit nicer. Yeah. And, you know, they're out
like,
in the
I
open.
I mean, I know you can book on the like on the Apple website to go to a class. To
for any class,
something.
For free. You can just do free, loads of free ones.
I've actually
well,
been
drawing.
To a few.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're brilliant. They are very good. Why have you been at Apple classes?
Yeah.
Well, using software on a Mac.
Oh, on a Mac. Oh, very good. I was going to say, fine, fair enough. I was going to say, you ain't got the Jesus phone. But
forget the phone.
But it just reminded me of, you know what, Apple, I think you should do more of those classes, and I think you need to get more diverse with those classes, because in this video, I only saw white grand dudes and you know, sort of grandmas who were in this thing. But where's the class for the Desis?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Yes, they'll probably teach you how to use WhatsApp.
I'm sure they
but
do it.
No, but I just think, because you know what? We've all been there. We've all had to teach. And I think on a regular basis, we are teaching our parents.
Yeah, I'm fed up of it.
Oh, Saj.
Go on. Why are you fed up?
No, because it's just like, as you said, I mean, I could have the TV with the phones connected, the laptops, do a presentation for them tomorrow. The same questions getting asked.
Like what? What's the one that you get asked on the regs?
I don't know. It's just stuff like, for example, phones straight away. They don't know what to do when software updates come on their phone.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah. You have to sort that out for them, don't you?
They keep telling you there's an update.
Yeah, no, but... And I'm glad that they do because they might click on something else.
So are they on Apple? Are they on iPhone?
No, we've all got Samsungs because...
Well, go on.
I've got a Samsung. I was like, there's no way they're getting anything else that I need to then go and learn.
Oh, so you've condemned them. You've condemned them to a life of absolute misery as well with the Samsung.
It's lovely. They enjoy it. But it's just... Say if I'm abroad, for example, I can... Talk through whatever my mum or dad needs to do from another country.
Oh, so you're tech support when you're abroad as well?
It is what it is.
I am.
The alarm, house alarm, and tech support for that.
You're not alone.
TV, Sky, Cube.
Why is the channel not coming?
Why is my program not series linking?
And
wow, but that's a deep question. That's quite advanced.
Like I work for Sky.
But you see, then I think if they're asking you why is my program's not series linking.
Yeah. That's the problem with the channel, though.
They don't need you. They
No, that's quite advanced.
They know, because obviously when you record something, it automatically series links.
Oh, so they said.
The Indian channels,
yeah,
have no concept of series linking.
Yeah. Yes, so and also have the timings are different.
Yeah, and it starts, say if you record the same cat 9 o'clock, it starts at 9:15.
Yeah, so you miss, yeah.
And so you miss half the programme on the,
yeah, on the other end.
Yeah.
And you know what I think is really bang out of order? Is that, because obviously we can all get the text saying, hi, you've missed a raw mail package.
That's what I mean.
Right, or yeah. Hi, this is BT or EE or whatever it is, or Vodafone, call us because of this. Or hi, this is Amazon. You've been overcharged for this.
They could easily click that.
I can get a phone call from them from that. I can get a phone call saying, what's this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, don't worry, ignore that. And delete that. Or how do you get rid of this? How do you get rid of that? And settings updates. Why is that little number in the corner?
The phone is always rammed with all of these forward.
Yeah. Good morning gifts from
and
India.
Every photo like six times. Times as well, and
coffee
it's just
and
like,
a little
you don't
rose
need
and stuff.
All of this. So I've gone into their groups and I've basically changed the settings so that it deletes everything automatically.
I've done it where you can't even download it to your
phone. I've stopped that as well.
Yeah,
you can't. But now on WhatsApp, you can do it so they automatically deletes everything after a month.
Oh,
I like the fact that you,
which is what we should have
putting
done,
restrictions on your
when we were at the BBC.
delete.
Yeah,
but I think you the fact that you've now got to monitor your parents' consumption of media.
And it's just
we have to, isn't it?
And also, iCloud people, they love it because they know that their C parents are going to ram up that iCloud within seconds.
But have you ever noticed though, the other generation, the new Desis in India particularly, you give an Indian person your phone to do something, they are so fast. Everyone I get, you go, 1 minute, sir. You know, like at hotels.
But that's different. They're not our parents, is
it? It's the way, like, when I move around on my phone, this is what it's like, okay? Yeah. Finger up, go to the app, go back, press a button to go
it's
back.
It's more quite an, it's more like a ring tap.
It's like three fingers are moving at once. Hold on, sir, let me go get this for you. You know, it's all a bit.
That's everything in India.
It's like they're playing a game. It's all a bit
quick
away.
Yeah.
It is quick.
Yeah.
Like they can really handle
it. And then you think, but then our parents are not at that speed.
No.
Yeah, this is going to sound really dodgy. Hear me out. So on the train this week, this girl comes up to actually the person next to me.
Right.
It was a Thai girl. I found this afterwards, right? I think it was a girl. Right. And comes up to the person next to me and goes, oh, what's the stop for this? And was trying to speak to them like, about, am I getting on this stop? Yeah. And I was stood up because I was getting off, right? Yeah. And basically it was Bakerloo line, got changed to Baker Street, whatever, right. And I went, and they looked at me, and then they both sort of looked at me like, you're getting off. And I went, yes, you can get off here. And you go two stops and I said, well, I'm going that way.
Yeah.
Went, all right. She got up, she went, and then I'll be honest, I got the sob story, right? On the walk, just in those.
From her?
She goes, oh, London's so expensive. I've got no money.
Yeah.
I thought, oh man, I'm stuck. I'm stuck with this person. Like, and I was going, I know, it's terrible.
She walked with you through the tunnels?
Because we're going to this
place. I would have allowed that.
No, I tell you why. I wasn't even sure exactly.
I had to do that with a Mussie once. She and then she wanted to walk me. I went, look, I can't do this. You're in a sari. You haven't got trainers on. We're going to be moving slowly. I said, look, it's down that way. Keep going. I said, I've got to go, mate. You know.
And then called her mate.
No, but then I did feel guilty that she had just come from India and I'd left her alone.
Right,
I did feel guilty. I'm sorry. I just can't be Mother Teresa all the time.
No, you're never Mother Teresa.
No, I just couldn't. I had to get home. But, I was going to miss my last train.
Well, so on that note, I didn't want to do a Kedge and skank her.
What did you do then?
So we're walking. So firstly, we walk off the train and we go past the little guard. I went, oh, she's trying to get to wherever she's trying to get to.
Yeah. So you tried a little fob maneuver.
Which way? And he went, oh, it's that way. And I went, all right. I said, I'm going that way as well.
Make it up and say it's that way,
isn't it?
No, but I couldn't. It just was too open. Baker Street is too open. That platform.
Yeah.
And we're going. And I was going to Paddington. So she was going that way. She was going back round anyway. So she's walking. She goes, oh, London's really expensive. I said, yeah, I know. She goes, I ain't got no job, no nothing here.
Oh, here we go.
I'm here with my cousin. I've got I'm here for 6 months, then I'm going to have to.
She
go
wanted
back.
To move in your house.
Right. So I stay quiet. I was like, oh, no, it's terrible. I said, I know. I said, me and my wife and my two children.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing all that thinking, right, don't give off the wrong signals here.
Yeah.
Right. I said, you know, we're working all the time. It's really hard. I said, you know, our family came over here a generation ago. I did all that thinking, like, listen, we've
why
all.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm trying
Tommy
to.
Went and did I'm trying to. This is your life.
I was laying on the immigrant story. Like, I understand. The immigrant
you're too
story.
Much talking. Yeah. Too much.
I don't like dead air, so I don't like the silence.
So now,
the
then what? Where are we now?
So we're walking.
Is she in this house?
Surprise, surprise! Who wants Thai noodles?
It's Pak Choi. The real one.
No. Then, so we're walking. So my point is, this is a bit you're going to kill me, and I haven't even told my wife this. Not that she really cares, but she said, "Please, can you take my number? And if you hear of any jobs, let me know, right? And I went,
what do I look like, read.com?
I got caught off guard. What'd you do? Wasn't prepared. Yeah. So I gave her my phone. She put a number in.
What?
This is what I mean.
Well, are you mad?
What? She put a number in. I didn't take it. Like, so,
you gave her your phone.
No, but she hasn't got my. Yeah, but she's stood in front of me. She's 5'1", like nothing. Like, and she's about
Tommy,
20.
Man, you don't do
After
that.
After COVID, no one is touching my phone.
Oh my God, Ked, you can't get that militant about it. Anyway, she's there. She's breathing and talking next to me. So what can I do?
Tommy, she could have legged it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, I had a bang.
Look at that, is Tommy all over. Mister, yeah. I will trust you with everything within 3 seconds.
I won't
seconds.
Give no one my
Take
phone.
My jacket really?
But them aren't from South London. It's
I tell
different.
You what, because she said, actually, if I'm honest, anyway, so she kind of took the phone because I had the phone in my hand. Oh. She went, can I take it? Now, I'm stood with my phone. What do I say? I'm a 6'2" man.
You got to do what our parents would have done. Sorry, memory full.
No. I couldn't.
In that tone.
I'm telling you, when you're in the spot like that, you can't
think of it.
My whole point is, when she put a number in, she was so fast. Straight in. It's like she knew my phone, knew where the app was, knew when contacts add.
Can we ring her now?
You can.
No, we don't want to do that.
You got to ring her now. I'll show you. And her name was. Can I show her name?
No, no, no. Leave it. Leave it. We don't want to go into that.
This guy is unbelievable.
Oh.
Go on.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Her name's there. So there she goes. And she sent me a message in Thai. No idea what it says.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway.
So
just as well, you don't need a massage.
Yeah. No, definitely not. One point is, foreign people are very good with phones.
Tech.
That's what they're probably hacked into your internet.
Yeah, banking. She's probably put in and loaded in some stuff. Now she's tracking everything. She knows exactly
why
your
are you
toilet
so
habits.
You like haters.
I mean, right. I just.
I wouldn't give my phone to no one.
No one.
Maybe she just needed a break.
Like, not a shred. Like, if it was Ked or you, I'd be like, yeah, take my phone. Ring someone, whatever, do what you want. But. I wouldn't give it to a stranger.
Things we learned, Tommy's already started off, don't let anyone touch your phone.
Well, okay, I tell you what, message me and let me know if you would have done the same.
No one would have done that.
But if you're caught there on the spot, you're a grown-ass man, and there's a
boy.
What is basically a kid. She was like half.
Touch my phone.
Like, not even half my
less. You can't do that in South London, you know.
Yeah.
Asking for trouble.
Yeah, that's just like, that's like the amateur one of, excuse me, can you take a picture of me when you're at some sort of, you know, whatever. Palace, Buckingham Palace, and he's gone, yeah, all right, cool, and he runs.
Speaking of sort of old people and courses,
yeah,
I went on a course this week, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I have to quickly throw that. It was a speed awareness course. Remember I mentioned
naughty,
it?
Naughty, yeah.
And I've got to say, there was a load of old people on it.
There was,
yeah. I think there was 9 people on it.
Yeah.
I said about 2 or 3 of us were like probably my age, about 30, 34.
So it's all the older speed breakers.
It was all the older. And there was this one guy on there, don't know if I should say his name.
I think you should.
First name, nickname.
No, it was his first name.
There's going to be loads of them.
Vimal Kaka.
Vimal's
just didn't stop talking. Bro, we finished the course about half an hour early.
Oh, that's
he
a good
wanted
one.
To come out with his life story about when he started driving in the 60s.
Oh, they love that.
I was just like, come on.
So you never, couldn't you just go, the rest of you can go? Bye.
No, you can't because the guy's leading the course, isn't it? And you've got to sit there and pretend that
Vimal
you care.
Kaka was proper giving it his life story.
I was just like, why is this guy on my course?
Yeah.
It's really weird though because all of us criminals were from South London.
Yeah.
And the guy who was training us was from like Manchester or something like that.
Very nice.
I was just like, why couldn't we just do this in a CAF? Like, we're all from down
South
the
London.
Make it easy. To people that you've
met. But I've got to say, that course, I really enjoyed it.
It's a good one to do.
It was a good one to do now.
Because you realise how.
Yeah, stuff that you forget.
It, yeah.
But I did my theory test when I was 17.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
It's an eye opener as well.
It is,
when you realise what the difference between 30 and 35 miles an hour can do. And it's quite
like everyone said to me, oh, it's boring, you're going to hate it. I think time went
I think
quick.
I think we should all do it every few years.
Yeah. When I did mine...
To be fair, I'm on that. I'm already on
when
that
When I did mine
anyway.
A few years ago,
yeah.
You know what I'm like, and you know this from meetings.
You fell asleep.
I nearly fell asleep.
Obviously. And Tommy's attention span.
And he said, you're right, Mr. Sandu? Oh. Are we losing you? Am I boring you?
Wow.
And it was online. It was
guy.
During lockdown.
Tell me this.
I just couldn't. Guy. You know when you do you ever get that though? When you're just going, I just can't keep my eyes open. I'm like a child. Anyway, there's lots of people that keep their ears open. And can I just say, in the last week or two, I know we're getting into things we learned. We'll do that in a second. But there's so many people that have messaged me and said they listened to Brownload or stopped me out and about or at comedy nights.
Yep.
I have been out and about a lot. I've been in the last week. I've been in Leicester.
I saw you sent us a video.
Coventry. Right. That I was hosting Sean's concert. Mr. Sean from Desi Oki and all that. He's done our Desi Oki.
He's a wicked singer.
He is so good.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's so good. And he's You know what he is? He's got no qualms with me saying this. He's super cheesy. So he's like, you know, like he's got the smile.
Yes.
And it's all like love songs.
Very Bollywood.
And he's like, yeah, and he sang.
But would you like that about him?
He sang songs about friendship, songs about his mum, songs about dad, songs about, you know, the love of his life. So it's all good. So at that concert, you're right. There's loads of people that came out. So we love the brown, I love the brown, I love the brown load.
Lovely.
But I want to message, I want to read out Burnham's message here, who messaged on Instagram. He says, I'm not the type of person. She's going, I'm not the type of person to comment on pictures and all that stuff. But I just want to say, you guys, even though she's messaged me directly, she's talking about us here. You guys are honestly the best. I love listening to the brown. I love listening to the brown load. And coming from a mixed background where I listen to a podcast of pure Asian males is a compliment, I hope.
Oh, wow.
Also, Tommy, weirdly, I've never met you, but your mannerisms and your jokes remind me of my ex.
Oh, that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
That's nice.
Yeah. By the way, I'm the Thai girl at the restaurant. Well, no, it's not. Keep it up, boys. For whatever reason, any chance you have, give us a shout out. It's Burnham at your next podcast.
But,
there you go.
By the way, that thing about she finds us funny, she's the female Cage.
Yeah, why is that? Oh, because she doesn't find Asian things
find
funny.
Asian things
but she's
funny.
Got a mixed background.
But she didn't say she didn't find Asian things
well,
funny.
Well, she kind of implied it.
Yeah, yeah, no, she
like,
did.
It's a big compliment that I'm
coming from a mixed background.
You look funny.
Oh, is that what that you took from that?
Basically, yeah.
No, I think the emphasis might be on the fact that we're all men. She goes, I come from a mixed background. Maybe it's mixed gender. I don't know. Anyway, it's a mixed background. And I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Well, pure Asian males. She goes, she's basically saying, It's like someone listened to
maybe you're right. She doesn't normally find Asian males.
But no, actually, that's out of order because I watch Loose Women and I love it.
Yeah, so, but they're not Asian,
huh?
But they're not Asian.
Yeah, but it's the opposite to me. So I'm saying aren't any Asians.
Right.
So and she's got a mixed background.
Yeah.
And so
she's not 100%
Desi. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so I'm saying I can enjoy Loose Women, so she should enjoy us. And actually, there was a lot of people that were not Asian that used to listen to The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, we don't really understand everything, but we love it. Love your energy, love your vibe. So that's good. Vibe is vibe. Vibe. And she, she goes, P.S. to clarify, by mixed background, I mean, I'm Gucci, married to a half Irish Englishman, married.
She's good right then.
Yeah,
she's fully in.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah, she goes, and he's always bemused at why I'm howling along to three normal blokes that I can totally relate to. Thank you, Burnham.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's nice. And sorry, while we're on a big up, we have these three presents here in front of us as well. This is given to us by Hina and Varsha in Leicester.
Let's open it.
And do you want to go one by one?
Let's go all three of them.
Okay.
Like
I don't know if
they're well wrapped, I've got to say.
They are very well wrapped.
They're
a
very
tough
well
bit of
wrapped.
Sellotape.
Nice bit of gold paper.
I don't
want
to break it. So what do you reckon
it's
it is?
It's photos, gifts and canvas. It's a mug.
Oh,
wow. These are epic. What it's a this? Mug with the Brownload logo on it. Look at that. And it's personalized with Kedge.
Hold on.
Oh, this is going... Oh, this is going in. This is going in the office,
Varsha,
mate.
Varsha and Hina, you did not have to do this. This is lovely.
This is really nice.
You know what? Good colours as well. Oh, it's our colours.
It's our current official pink logo. Very nice.
Beautiful. You know what? Good quality. Good heavy mug.
Is it a heavy mug?
It's a heavy mug.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, that's a good mug.
I like the black inside.
Thank you,
as well.
Varsha.
That's very
Hina.
Kind.
Mine, you know, like smells of chocolate.
Mine smells of grass. No, like I think freshly cut grass.
I love that.
That's very nice.
Thank you very much from Varsha and Hina. Thank you, guys.
This is what we should be giving out to our listeners, but we haven't got the money to make this.
No, not yet. When we get a sponsorship deal, when we get that Joe Rogan Spotify deal,
we will get merch soon.
Very thoughtful present.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, so what have we learned? As well as, apart from the fact that we have got great people listening, you can always email us as well. hello@thebrownload.com or just slide into the Brownload DMs and we'll give you a shout out.
Yes.
Things we learned.
So the thing I learned is basically it's mind blowing and you know me, I'm always sort of there or thereabouts floating in the hub of the virtual metaverse universe that we are ever sort of closing in on. And India has now got its first virtual influencer.
Ooh.
Check this out. 100,000 followers on Instagram. She goes by the name of Kira, right? And she's a good-looking lady, and she just posts selfies. She's moving. She changes outfits. She does all of this thing. It's not a real human being. It's just something that was launched in 2021, December, it's basically got loads of followers, 100,000 followers. Give her a
someone
follow.
Someone who doesn't even exist.
Who doesn't even exist, and is already... Bruv, it's India's first... and people are going crazy for it. They wait for her post. Oh, I love your outfit today.
That's weird.
She does trends. She doesn't does even all the, exist. All the
doesn't even exist. Well, why are you liking this thing that does? No, she doesn't. Exist. She doesn't.
She moves. She drinks Starbucks coffee and stuff like that. She posts on her reels and stuff like that. So she does exist in a virtual world.
No, but there's someone who's writing it on her behalf.
Yeah, that's weird.
It won't be long before they'll be making their own mind.
But this is it. So this is you loving it. Okay, so we have our first. This is the first ever one.
First ever one from India, and yeah, she puts her what's bio. Kyra, K-Y-R-A. If you want to look her up on Instagram, it's Kyra, K-Y-R-A-O-N-I-G. Kyra Onig.
And K-Y.
K-Y.
Kyra.
Kyra. Kyra, Kyra, whatever you want to say. And her bio is Dream Chaser, Model and Traveller.
Oh, man. Okay, cool. Do you want to go next or shall I go next?
Go on, you go next.
Okay, my one is about Ritz crackers. Yeah. You know Ritz crackers?
Yes.
Why do they have the rim?
What are the rim?
The rims.
The
cut
edge.
Like that.
The cut edge. Do you know? Is that? That's what I'm about to tell you. Do you already know this one?
I know this one.
I know the rim.
Because it's going around on TikTok.
Yeah.
And basically, the edges of. Well, firstly, can I just say, when I was young, I could smash a whole box of Ritz crackers.
We all have.
Not only that, as I'm just saying
I
this now.
I thought they're a bit dry.
No, with cheese in the middle.
If you sandwich it up, but even on their own, because it's salty, you can just keep going.
Wasn't sure.
But inside the box as well, there was that quite tough papery bag. Like whitey, carny.
White.
Yeah, a bit cellophane-y, kind of thicker.
More papery.
Did you eat the bag?
No. I just remembered.
But that bag kept it fresh.
Yeah, exactly. It was a thicker bag.
Yes.
Almost like a Capri Sun thing.
Do you remember an old bag?
But I do. Never forget an old bag.
He's got loads that he's come across in these years. The Magaluf. The Ritz.
Benidorm,
that's it. The edge of a Ritz biscuit, the flat biscuit, it's got those little zigzag bit. It's a bit like Bart Simpson's hair. The reason is, you put a slice of cheese down onto a plate, you run the Ritz cracker over it, and it works as a cutter. Yeah,
a pizza cutter.
It works as a pizza. And it says it's designed to cut the cheese to then put in between sandwiches.
Did you know that?
I don't think many people would have known that.
I knew that.
You knew that. What? From how long ago? Not from TikTok in the last week or two.
I
knew that.
You knew that from back in the day?
Well, not back in the day.
They never advertised that.
I've known that for about at least, I would say, 6 years.
Yeah, same.
Oh, my God. Same. No,
I've cut cheese with it before.
Yeah, I've even
and
tried it.
And does it work? It won't work. Biscuit will crack.
It works.
It works.
So do you pin...
Obviously, not like a fat slab. Yeah, a slab. Like a little thin piece.
Like you get those kind of...
Craft slices.
Not craft slices.
Well, no, but you know...
That kind of thing. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like sliced cheese you can cut.
I feel like I'm late to the party. If you knew that...
Very late to the party.
I'm going
to
give it a go.
The thing I learned... What do you call a person that is from Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Las.
Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
Las.
Whatever.
Las Vegas.
But, okay.
You would call him a Las Vegan. Legion.
Hold on. Las Vegas. Tell me if we're just...
A Losser.
Tell me if we're right. Las Vegan.
Las Vegan.
Las Vegan.
Yeah.
Is it a Las...
I never knew that.
Las Vegan.
I was going to get it wrong.
It sounds funny though.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like Glaswegian.
Yeah.
Las Vegan.
A Las Vegan.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that, would you? You wouldn't say you're Las Vegan. Have you ever heard that in conversation?
No, but it's just obviously you say, you know, I'm from India, I'm Indian. So it makes sense, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
One day we might be in a world where we just
meet. No, but that's more like more like a city state. Like, it's a city,
okay, so
isn't it?
Let's say...
So like from Mumbai, I guess you would say you're a Mumbaiker. But, you know, a Londoner.
Yeah.
A Las Vegan.
Las Vegan.
But you
eat meat.
And what's
that? Last vegan by meat is what you would have to say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a full convert.
Yeah.
No.
Nice. Listen, good podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Lovely.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, drop us a message. Do us a little follow. If you're not following on social media, do that right now and enjoy the podcast and go tell your friends about it. We'll catch you next week.
Laters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.